President Biden is in Europe today, meeting with G20 leaders ahead of a major climate summit. But a few hours ago, he paid a visit to Pope Francis at the Vatican. The two have met three times before when Biden was vice president. He is the nation's second Catholic president and known to be devout. Now, American bishops have opposed Biden receiving communion because he supports abortion rights. But today, Biden told reporters that Francis expressed support for him continuing to receive the sacrament. Let's talk now to John Carr at Georgetown University. He's founder of the Initiative on Catholic Social Thought and Public Life there. John, welcome.
Good to be with you.
Now, President Biden talks publicly about his faith, so I imagine this presidential visit to the Vatican may have been a little less formal and a little more personal, perhaps?
I think he's the 14th president to visit with the Pope. But this is a different president and a different pope. As you said, the second Catholic president, he takes his faith seriously. And he and Pope Francis have history together. They've met several times. As I saw President Biden get out of the car, I had two thoughts. One was that scene when Pope Francis spoke to the Congress and Joe Biden was behind him. And he could remember when John Kennedy was told he could not be president because he would take advice from the Pope. And the other moment was as the Pope left the United States, he spent a moment with the Biden family consoling them on the loss of their son, Beau. So this was a Catholic president meeting the leader of the Catholic Church. This is also a member of the Catholic family meeting the world's pastor. So they had a lot in common. Some of it was very much the same. It was longer, much longer than some recent meetings. But it was two major institutions and two men, frankly, in the last years of their service, probably, trying to decide how they could make the world a better place.
Now, as far as this meeting, we're learning a little bit about it. Joe Biden applauded the Pope for his positions on the pandemic and climate change. Are there issues where you think a papal visit could embolden Joe Biden on certain policy issues?
Well, I think so. In a visit like this, they talk about things they agree on and how they can work together. Some things where they have similar goals, but they might have different strategies, and then always there are areas of differences, like abortion in this case. I think on the pandemic and vaccines, on refugees and immigrants, and even on climate change, the Pope would have encouraged President Biden, but also urged him to go further. They share common goals, but they have different positions. One is a political leader of the world's superpower, and the other is, frankly, a voice for the world's poor.
Now, as you mentioned, one big controversy is abortion. President Biden supports abortion rights, but the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops is suggesting denying communion to politicians who have this position. Does this illustrate a broader tension between the American Church and the Vatican?
I think Pope Francis makes a lot of us uncomfortable. And he particularly makes uncomfortable people with ecclesial, political, and economic power. So there are some voices in the church in the United States who see the world in a different way. Pope Francis sees the world from the bottom up. Others maybe focus more on political and ideological agendas. The church's commitment to unborn children is unwavering. Pope Francis shares it. And that was a backdrop for this meeting. But my sense is they tried to focus on areas where they could work together to make a difference. I don't think the meeting was scheduled to influence what the bishops are going to do. I don't think most bishops want to deny communion to President Biden. But it is a contrast to those in the Catholic community who would say you shouldn't engage President Biden because of his differences with Catholic teaching.
Now, President Biden is, as we've mentioned, only the second Catholic president in this country after President Kennedy. How do you situate this visit in the history of American presidential trips to the Vatican?
We've come a long way since 1960, where Billy Graham and others said John Kennedy shouldn't be president because he would talk to the Pope. Now every president talks to the Pope. And this president in particular has identified Pope Francis. He called him a warrior for peace this morning as a moral leader in the world. And at a time of crisis, economic crisis, climate crisis, health crisis, the fact that the world's most powerful nation and the most powerful moral voice in the world might find some common ground to advance the common good, I think is a hopeful sign in tough times.
John Carr, Georgetown University, thanks, sir, for the time.
Glad to be with you.